Dear fellow scholars, this is 2-Minute Papers with Dr. Károly Zsolnai Fehér. Today, we are going to have an AI do style transfer, and then we put all this on steroids. Wait, what is that? Of course, style transfer is everyone's favorite. Two images go in, one for content and one for style, and out comes this. The content image reimagined with a new style. This concept has also been applied for video as well. That is really cool. But, wait, if it works for video too, what else is to be done here? How could we improve it? Well, scientists at NVIDIA had a crazy idea to improve it. It might not make sense at first, but let me explain. They took two ingredients and created something that I would have never thought of. The first ingredient is differentiable rendering. What is that? This is a technique that could grow this dragon out of this ball, or it could build an even more complex piece of geometry. That was ingredient number one. Then comes ingredient number two, OpenAI's CLIP. This is a learning-based technique that helps computers understand the connection between text and images, which is also a building block of DALL-E 2, their image generator AI. So now, hold on to your papers and get this. We take style transfer, add differentiable rendering, this one, and OpenAI's clip, and we get this. Wow! Can that really be? Oh yes, this is style transfer, but now it is in 3D. This means that we can take a virtual world, be it a video game or an animation movie, and just by choosing a colorful image, we can apply its style and give this 3D world a complete makeover with just one click. Note that some of these results you can only see here on 2-Minute Papers, nowhere else. And it gets better, it can be applied not just to one or two 3D objects, but to an entire scene. Look, so cool! Normally, stylizing a full scene like this takes hours and hours of work and a skilled artist, and this little AI can help us do it automatically. What a time to be alive! Now, there are four more things that you need to know about this. First, how do you spot a fellow scholar who watches 2-Minute Papers? Well, easy. They are always looking behind thin structures. Why is that? These are high-frequency structures that give trouble to many other techniques. For instance, you see an earlier paper that takes a bunch of photos and allows us to create a video where we fly into these photos. But there is a problem. What is the problem? Oh yes, of course, the thin structures. Look carefully, there is the problem. So, let's see if the new method has similar troubles with it. And, my goodness, I see no issues around the fences whatsoever. It really understands the geometry of these 3D objects really well. I love it. Two, also, look at this. It also handles transparent objects too. That would have been the next question, and we have answered it already. Great job. Three, now, of course, not even this technique is perfect. There are some issues here. I meant this. Yes, around darker, shadowy regions, we have some temporal consistency issues. This means that when the algorithm creates a new image, it does not completely remember what it did with the previous ones, and these inconsistencies materialize in the form of these artifacts. I am almost certain that this will be ironed out by the next paper down the line. Wait. As a consolation prize, we have something really cool. We can not only iterate quickly on these ideas by adding a bunch of images and trying them one after another. No, it gets even better. We can even apply multiple styles at the same time. For instance, if we like the texture and the style of our first image, but we feel that this could be a bit more colorful, there we go. This is as simple as adding one more image. So cool! So, we can now create these little virtual worlds and they will look like exactly as we dreamed them up. And all this is done automatically from one image. So, what do you think? What would you use this for? Let me know in the comments below. If you're looking for inexpensive cloud GPUs for AI, Lambda now offers the best prices in the world for GPU cloud compute. No commitments or negotiation required. Just sign up and launch an instance. And hold on to your papers, because with Lambda GPU Cloud, you can get on-demand A100 instances for $1.10 per hour versus $4.10 per hour with AWS. That's 73% savings. Did I mention they also offer persistent storage? So, join researchers at organizations like Apple, MIT, and Caltech in using Lambda Cloud instances, workstations, or servers. Make sure to go to lambdalabs.com/papers to sign up for one of their amazing GPU instances today. Thanks for watching and for your generous support, and I'll see you next time.